for you. To get them beans out the field, you have to break the ends of them and pull the string out of them. They had a string on each side, and then break it. They wouldn't cut it. They just break into small pieces, you know, to cook.
Okay, with peas, then you had to...
Peas were the same way.
Well, peas, you had to...
You got to shuck that. You got to open it and get all the peas out of the shell. And you had pinto beans. They had various kinds of beans.
But those big yellow flat beans, you get them?
We used to call them elephant ears, lima beans. Everybody called them elephant ears, you know. You get that was on another vegetable that was planted. All these types of vegetables were planted on the side of your main garden, and they were used for not to sell, but for the family to eat. And then, of course, if the neighbor didn't have as much value, he had more mustard green than he had. And another thing that we eat down here in Grand Isle that goes wild, and we eat it all. It's called nightshade. It just goes wild. It's a leaf. And you cook it similar to like spinach.
Yeah.
But there is a type of nightshade that is very poisonous. You die from it. So you have to know the kind that you're going to pick to eat. Although I've never seen the poisonous one.
Yeah.
But the nightshade here growing usually on the levee in the back, it grows just wild. And when you go out, then you cut. It makes a bush with a lot of green leaves on it.
Yeah.
The bigger the leaf, the better it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, you cut it right at the ground, so it'll grow again next year, and you bring it home, and the women used to sit down, and we'd have and break the leaf off the stems, and you cook that down, usually with salt meat, or with pickled pork, or with anything you want. You cook it down just like you do with spinach. And down here, they eat a lot of it. We still do. Well, not our wives today. They're a little more modern. They don't know how to cook all that kind of stuff. But like my sister next door, I'll eat three meals a week over there, you know, because she cooks like Mama used to cook. She'll smother some cabbages, smothered cabbages. Man, that's... A lot of people today eat cabbage and they boil it.
And you smother?
Smothered cabbage, but you cook that in your big old iron pan. You know, you got your big iron pan, then you cut up your cabbage, and you cook it down to almost nothing. In other words, you've got three heads of cabbage in there. When you get through, it's like you got about one head left of smothered cabbage, and that's smothered down with salt meat. A lot of people cook everything with salt meat, or smoked sausage, or something like that. That's what they call smoked. Then you eat that, of course, mixed with the rice, without the rice.
Okay. The outside, when you pick corn, the green cover you take off the ears is the...
You just shuck the corn, and you put that on the side to dry, because that's what you were going to sleep on.
Yeah.
You made the mattress with that.
Right. And the kind of silk, the stuff you had to get off the ear, was the stringy stuff.
Yeah, that come off it when you shuck the cone. It all comes off together. Of course, there's some of that stringy stuff, as you say, that stays on the cone itself.
Yeah.
Then you had to get that off too. But
you call that the beard?
I don't know what slang they use for that. They say, well, you get out there and shuck some cone today. You know, get out there, get with it. Put that on the side. Usually, where it would, you know, get rid of that. Let that dry. Because next week, you're going to make a mattress out of that.
Okay, at the top of the stalk was the, you know, up there, at the top of the corn stalk was a...
I don't need to call it.
Okay. The corn that was tender enough to eat off the cob was called, that was...
Well, most of the corn was, because they'd break it at its peak. I mean, they knew, the old timers could go look at the corn and say, well, this is ready to eat. You know?
Yeah.
And it would be broken now, you know, it would be taken off the plant then in it.
Would you ever plant, was there ever that kind of little corn that you might plant early or late, you know, for your own use, strictly, you wouldn't, you know, this is real, little corn wouldn't grow real high?
I've never seen the type of corn.
Sweet corn? Or?
Now, you had a type of corn here called seed corn. On the cob, it was kind of reddish-like.
Yeah.
Well, they used that for seed, next year's seed.
Roast ears, you know?
I don't know about it.
Okay.